You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena Fraser, how are you?
Morena Rach, how you doing? I'm good.
Good, good. It's really lovely to have a chat to you this morning. You are going to be up in Tamaki Makaurau tonight playing at Move Space, which is a really nice little venue. You're embarking on your North Island tour and you've picked a lot of really nice sort of non-traditional venues. Why have you decided on those spaces?
Because it's a solo tour and I'm so finicky. I just love it when, it's a quiet space, like
yeah.
A theatre.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, so I want places that were kind of resembled theatres in some way. Because yeah. I just think it's a better show for a folky sort of act rather than like those boozy pubs, which are awesome for bands, but yeah.
Definitely. You've spent a bit of time over in Scotland in the last couple of years and played a few sort of theatre-y spaces. I think you played the Fringe Festival, is that right?
Yeah, I played at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I did a show there called Another Name for Thesaurus, which was kind of my songs with just silly banter in between, really. And yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, they really, places like that give you the bug.
Yeah.
For theatre spaces.
Yeah, totally. It must have been quite a thrill to be able to be around all that different kind of performance that happens at something like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, where you've got comedy, music, traditional theatre and all sorts of everything in between. Do you find that that's been quite influential on you? Because I know you're back in the studio making new music at the moment. What have you been getting up to?
I am. I'm here in Wellington, actually, at the moment, recording for the surgery. Just working on a new album. Which is about heartbreak, Rach. It's about heartbreak.
Oh, dear.
But it's okay. It's been processed, and it's just getting packaged up now.
Excellent.
So the emotions have been cleared, and this is the final little part. Say goodbye.
You're sort of handing it on. Handing it on to
that?
Other people who might need it.
Yeah, maybe. That's actually how I met Jasmine.
Yeah.
So just going back to that Edinburgh Fringe, I met a woman in her band, Fiesha. When I was on the street there, I think, because you do these busking sort of like performance advertisements for your show.
Yes.
And I met this one, Saoirse, and that's how I ended up meeting Jasmine.
That's pretty special.
So, pretty weird, eh?
Halfway across the world to end up back in Aotearoa. It's been a weird year for music making. Sounds like you've managed to find some productive ways to spend it, though. How do you think the last year has shaped the kind of writing you've been doing? Has it at all, or have you kind of just tried to exist outside of that in your writing space?
Yeah, I haven't personally noticed it change me particularly. I mean, if anything, I've kind of been lucky enough to be able to enjoy what I was getting up to in the last year or so. I had some work that I could do on the side of music, which hasn't been affected by the whole situation. And not touring, I wasn't really in a space to tour at that time anyway. I was actually in a self-imposed isolation, and then we went into a government-imposed isolation, and so the whole thing's just kind of been
worked out for the best one way
well
or another.
Yeah, it's been good.
How would you, I guess, like classify your type of writing that you do? As you say, it sort of sits in a folk realm, but your lyrics are really playful. They're really, quite humorous sometimes. What makes a good song for you, Fraser?
Ooh, jeepers, that's a hard question to answer at 9:30, right?
It is. Sorry.
I don't know. I like colourful lyrics that are a little bit different to what, I guess all writers are really trying to say the same things in a different way, and that's pretty much your goal. And you start from, I think most people start from melodies and the sounds of words, and then you just have your nice limitations and you just try and make them as colourful as you can. And yeah, I love comedy. I'm a huge consumer of like all sorts of comedy, so that sort of does weave its way into a few songs, but not all the songs. I mean, I think they're quite melancholic, actually, most of my melodies. But I like, it's just when I'm playing live, I like more humorous stuff. There's something about when you're in a space with people, I feel more comfortable whilst doing like, quite vulnerable, melancholic songs to also do like quite funny songs as well. And it's also real good territory for funny songs because people want that release, so you're feeling all like, ooh, and then if someone does something even half silly,
It's twice as much laughter because everyone's ready for that.
Twice as much laughter. Yeah, totally. It's just cheap. It's like the inner comedian in me that can't actually pony up and go to an open mic.
No, it's definitely got.
I think that, little fantasies.
I think that cuts both ways though, because a bit of humour also makes you appreciate those darker moments or those more melancholic moments in a different light as well. And there is something special about performing solo as well. It's quite a vulnerable position to put yourself in, but there is a lot of power in it too, which is what you will be doing tonight at Move Space here in Tamaki Makaurau. If people want to head along to this, Fraser, what's the best place to go and grab a ticket?
You should go to the Under the Radar website.
Excellent.
I believe, and that will be the place. They'll have some tickies there, or possibly on the door. It'd be great. I'm looking forward. I haven't been to Auckland in ages. What's the weather like up there at the moment?
Definitely bring your raincoat. Yeah, but it's not that cold. It's probably not Wellington cold, so I think you'll be all right if you've been hanging out down there. Your new record, which you are recording at the moment, is going to be called Thunderhead, and it'll be out in the summer. What can people expect from this? Apart from Heartbreak, what else is going on in this album?
It's actually quite eclectic. So I've got a really amazing group of musicians that I play with down here, like Olivia Campion, who's like the best drummer that I've ever come across, and a man called Jeremy Desmond, and these Jackie Nyman, and all these jazz cats, and I've sort of had a go at like arranging some of them, so it's probably a little bit more professional musically, I reckon, and a little bit, it's got a bit more swing, a bit more groove than what I've done in the past, but I don't know, my music does have a little bit of that anyway, because my music scene is quite Wellington-based, and there's heaps of sort of influences from quite a lot of African music here, and heaps of jazz, and rocksteady, you know.
I do.
So it's, I don't know, it's always quite groovy folk music, I reckon.
A little bit of everything going on.
It is. It's just complicated. I'm probably just making brown on the painter that is just accidentally rubbed all the colours together and made brown.
I'm sure it's going to be very, very beautiful, beautiful record there.
Beautiful brown.
Beautiful brown.
Natural.
Hey, natural. Fraser Ross, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We're going to listen to your track, Life is Magic, Here is My Rabbit, which is a lovely title from the album Life is Magic, Where is My Rabbit? So we've located the rabbit in this song. And we'll catch you tonight performing solo and live with Jasmine Mary in support at Move Space. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you, Rach. Have a great day.
You too. Kia ora.
Thank you.
This is Fraser Ross with Life is Magic, Here is My Rabbit. Lovely track from his last record, Life is Magic, Where is My Rabbit? And he's working on his new one. You can catch him live tonight. That's going to be a really lovely show at Move Space. He's performing solo, and Jasmine Mary will be performing solo in support as well. So that'll be a really lovely folky evening. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. They're pretty decent. If you get one now, it's a bit cheaper than buying it on the door as well. So have a lovely evening if you are heading along to that. And thank you again to Fraser for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.